Good Tuesday morning, you're tuned in and listening to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds, only heard on CJLO 6090 AM here inside of Montreal. On this week's episode for 502, it is the best of 2025 so far inside of music and inside of film. First off, it is DVD Tuesday for July the 8th. You have The Amateur, which is an action thriller starring Rami Malek and Lawrence Fishburne. That one arrives out onto a physical media release. I have the full review up onto the CJLO website, cjlo.com. You also have The Legend of Ushi, which is an A24 type of kids movie, I would say. Maybe not. But definitely the puppetry mastery is something inside of this one. This one stars Willem Dafoe. As well, too, you have the film Until Dawn, based onto the video game. This one arrives out onto physical media release. So there you have it, three films with a physical media release this week. Let's get to some of the best albums of 2025 so far. So, Men I Trust, we're going to hear from the album Aquarius Asinus. This is their first album that they released this year. They also released another album as well too. But from that album, we're going to hear the track Bethlehem. And then from Destroyer, we're going to hear the track Sun Meets Snow. This one is from the album Dance Boogie. You're tuned in listening to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds, only heard on CJLO 6090 AM here in Montreal.
kiss and your makeup. You fall asleep and you wake up. You turn around and have a ball. You turn around, where did it all go? Sun meet the snow. All my past is littered with ghosts. It was always gonna be that way. Now I see you come through down Rue Morgue Avenue. You see me come through. I see you come through. We came through. To clog the world with dreams like a dog bearing a litter. The family curse was our signature scent. The world ran from it holding its nose. Mad scientist trapped inside a rose. Dreams of a blues cruise, form of merriment. I'm into it, if you're into it. I'm into it, if you're into it. Like kids in a band, it comes and goes.
Seconde. Imaginez qu'un homme musicien joue des airs d'un autre temps, délivrant son corps de ses talents. Il a pu faire de moi son enfant. Il m'a souri, ça m'a fait rire. On a joué quelques instants, s'amusant avec des harmonies. Il m'a dit de vous dire qu'il n'y a plus rien à dire. Il m'a dit de vous dire d'écouter. A-t-il le silence qui voudrait bien reprendre sa place dans la balance, de se remettre au monde à chaque seconde.
At the Movies with Iconic Sounds, only heard on Sigello, 1690 AM, here inside of Montreal. We got some more of the best albums of 2025 so far. We're going to hear from Car Seat Headrest off of the album The Scholars with the track True False Lover. Then we're going to hear Lucy Dacus off of her album Forever Is a Feeling with the track Ankles. And then finally, Bon Iver with his album Sable Fable. We're going to hear the track Award Season. You are tuned in and listening to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds, only heard on Sigello, 1690 AM here in Montreal.
Thousand years, it could not fail. Are you proud of your son? Yes. Are you proud of how he turned out?
Oh, yes.
Yes?
Oh, yes, of course I'm proud.
Yes.
What if we don't touch? What if we only talk about what we want and cannot have? And I'll throw a fit if it's all I can do, if it's the thought that counts, let's think it through. So bite me on the shoulder, pull my hair, and let me touch you where I want to. There, 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 there. Pull me by the ankles to the edge of the bed, and take me like you do in your dreams. I'm not gonna stop you.
I can handle way more than I can handle, so I keep reaching for the handle to flood my heart. And the Spaniard and song that I have pandered to is always handing me the anvil, saying that's for you. But then you came to me from Olympic heavy duty. We both needed so much soothing. Played you Ricky Lee. Oh, how everything can change in such a small time frame. You can be remade. You can live again. What was pain, now's gain. A new path gets laid. And you know what is great. Nothing stays the same. Felt you through me, and every clue you threw me, pointing at me, asking who me. What a start. And you had taken all away my aching. Well, how could I ever thank you? I'd been received. But I'm a sable, and honey, us the fable. You said that you were unable, that it's not reprieve. Oh, but maybe things can change. What can wax can wane. Things can get replayed. And if it's all the same, oh, just take my hand and place it on your blame and let it wash away. With you I will remain. Came over short after it was over. You as precious as a clover in a meadow sun. You had no answers, so we laid back to backs and clasped treasure with our hands and held our faith. But now it's the season, and I know I will be seeing you on the TV for some reason. God, my heart. Why do things gotta change? We were on our way to be best to fade. All that comes in gray. It's so hard to explain, and the facts are strange. But you know what will stay. Everything we've made. Thank you.
was doing well, but I could tell. Just last May there was confetti in the car, and now it seems we're falling apart. But I'm ready. Don't you feel me? Don't you feel compelled? Well, you now can't just be yourself from now on.
Even though you're married.
So grown up.
It's so grown up.
School was like,
ugh, grad school was, ugh. I like it here, though.
Are you sure?
What are you up to this fine evening?
I was wondering, do you have, like, stuff that makes a fire?
Why do you need it?
My friends and I, we're gonna make, like, hot dogs.
Hot dogs sounds good.
I'm sorry, we only bought 2 hot dogs.
That's a lot, right? Still being here.
Well, it's a lot to be wherever.
Something pretty bad happened to me.
Did it just happen?
No. It was a little over 3 years ago.
Well, that's not that much time.
I know this is hard to talk about.
A little bit of the trailer from the film that came out at the Sundance Film Festival from A24, Sorry Baby. This one arrives out inside of a limited release for your Cinematic Fridays for this Friday, July the 10th. Good morning, you're tuned in listening to At the Movies with iconic sounds only heard on CJLO 1690 AM here inside of Montreal. Also out would be the new Superman film from director James Gunn. That one arrives out inside of a wide release this Friday, July the 10th. And there you have it, your Cinematic Fridays for July the 10th. We started off the show this morning by looking at some of the best albums of the 2025 so far, according to me. But I'm going to also get into some of the films now that are inside of my top films of the year so far for 2025. So the first film comes from director Mike Flanagan, and it is based onto a short Stephen King novella. It was at TIFF last year, and it won the Audience Award at TIFF, and that one would be The Life of Chuck. This one stars Todd Hiddleston as Chuck, a man who has lived many lives inside of his life. And we see it from different point of views. So inside of the first one, we see that it's the end of the world and the world is collapsing. And many people are wondering what is going on as the world is collapsing. And the only thing that is for certain is that there is this man named Chuck that's been celebrating a retirement. And he is now retiring, and everybody is trying to figure out who is Chuck. And then we get to a midsection inside of Chuck's life, which is probably one of the best moments from any film this year. And that would be this big musical dance number. And that one is also with Todd Hiddleston as Chuck. And then we flash to his childhood. And inside of his childhood, you have the Mark Hamill plays his grandfather as well, too. You get Jacob Tremblay as Chuck as a child. So as far as it goes, I feel that this is a great film. Like I said, the second portion, musical number, stands out as one of the best scenes of the year for cinema. And as well, too, it showcases Mike Flanagan's humanism, that he can direct humanistic points of view films without always having to do horror, and because he's known for doing horror. And it's the same thing as to Stephen King, too, who's known for horror, but he can do humanistic stories as well, too. So both of those two humanistic qualities shine brilliantly inside of the Mike Flanagan film, The Life of Chuck, one of my favorite films of the year. And then we get to probably another one of my favorite films of the year, another horror film here, even though The Life of Chuck is not a horror. So the Filippo brothers directed the sensational Talk to Me. So this is Bring Her Back, and it is an Australian type of a film too, still sense of Australia. This one stars Sally Hawkins as a woman who adopts two siblings. Unbeknownst to her, she has to adopt both siblings together, and she does that. But what the siblings don't know is that alongside themselves and Sally Hawkins, who's adopted them, there's another sibling that is living with them as well, too. And things are a little bit strange with the other sibling that is living with them. So I won't go into spoilers here of the film. It is horror. It is not for everybody. There are some really disturbing scenes inside of the film. If you want to find out more about these disturbing contents before you go and watch the film, IMDb Parental Guide will tell you all there is to the film before you go and watch it. What I truly appreciate from this film are the kids' performances, first and foremost, as well to Sally Hawkins. It delivers a great performance along the lines of Toni Collette from Hereditary. That's going to be overlooked when award season comes along. And the Filippo brothers are two for two with two great horror films. And then we get to probably another horror film here that is inside of my favorite films of the year. You would have 28 Years Later. This reunites director Danny Boyle alongside writer Alex Garland to finally hone in and bring back this series for what it is. And it is truly a humanistic series as well, too. Even though it is about the zombie apocalypse, what it is about. So this one flash forwards 28 years later into society, because we had 28 days later. We had 28 weeks later, which was the not-so-great film. And now we're back for 28 years later. And like I said, it is great. This one stars Aaron Taylor-Johnson, who is raising his son, alongside his wife, who is a bit housebound. However, Aaron Taylor-Johnson's son has to become a man, sort of, and goes out onto his first zombie hunt. So most of the filmmaking is innovative, I will say, because of the fact that it is shot entirely on iPhones, which could be a downside. Many people didn't like this film for the reason, the way that it was shot, or the graininess of it. However, the graininess harkens back to the original series of the 28 Days Later, and how that film was a type of grainy establishment. And I hold 28 Days Later inside of high esteem as one of the best zombie films of all time. So 28 Years Later is definitely great. I haven't even gone to the supporting actor of Ralph Fiennes, who is great inside of the film. And like I said, he's probably going to be overlooked for award season, because award season doesn't really garner much awards for horror films. So yeah, no, Ralph Fiennes is great inside this. Like, he was great inside Conclave, but inside this one, he is absolutely great. I can't wait to see 28 Years Later again inside of theaters, probably before it leaves. And there you have it. three picks for the best films of 2025 so far. When we come back, I'll probably talk about two other great films of the year and have some honorable mentions as well, too. You're tuned in and listening to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds Only Heard on CJLO 1690 AM here in Montreal.
You over for a drink at 8 tonight? I said you'd go.
You don't know my schedule.
You sit there every night. Might be nice to have a pal, you know, a bud.
Hey guys, this is my neighbor Craig. He's the best.
I was just spiraling. I mean, I see the way the guys look at her. I'm scared.
Sheila's lucky to have a dad like you.
Boy, you should know that. I've got you on my mind, your secret admirer. I've been watching you. At night, I think of you. I want to be your baby.
If your game is on, give me a call, boo. If your love is strong,
I can see the future. It's full of pals. I'm on the edge of life, and the view is gorgeous.
That was the trailer there for the new film Friendship from director Andrew DeYoung. One of the best films onto my list for 2025 when it comes to the best films of the year so far. Good morning. You are once again tuned into At the Movies with Iconic Sounds, only heard on CJLO 1690 AM here inside of Montreal. So a little bit here about Friendship from director Andrew DeYoung. This one comes to us from A24, stars Tim Robinson from the Netflix special I Think You Should Leave. That is four seasons of impromptu comedy that's really made for a suggestive taste, I would say, even though it took me a while to get into it. By the end, I really got into it. He is talented as a comedian. So inside of this one, he befriends Paul Rudd, who's his neighbor, and they strike up a friendship. I shall add to that Tim Robinson's wife inside of this one is a cancer survivor and is just coming out of remission and living her life again. And then things start spiraling out of control when Tim Robinson's character takes his friendship with Paul Rudd way too seriously, and they break it off, and it descends into chaos that one of the reviews early on was, it's I Love You Man for sickos. And the comedy is there. I can say that inside the theater showing that I went to, the comedy is there for the film. One of the films that I laughed at the most of the year so far, and I can't remember the last time that I laughed at a film so much. So it is sentimental at times too. It's taking on some serious topics as well too. But all in all, it is a great comedy movie about the perils of having friends along the way. So now we get to my number one film of the year, and it's no surprise here that probably many other people have this here as their favorite film of the year, and that would be Ryan Coogler's Sinners. So Coogler teams up once again with his protege, Michael B. Jordan, this time two Michael B. Jordans, in fact, playing the Smokestack Twins, who are opening a club, and the club that they are opening is for blues music, and it goes well. I mean, there are some things that they have to get in order before the club and the music begins, but once the music begins, it does begin. The film is definitely well shot. Another scene that will be long lingering inside your memory from this year will be the musical montage scene. So if the Life of Chuck dance scene wasn't enough, this one has an epic musical montage scene. And then it gets into the horror a little bit. I was not expecting this, but I knew that it was going to be coming. And Coogler develops this as a vampire film, as if to talk about the vampire being the bloodsuckers that are trying to get into the blues house to party alongside the other people who are inside if they're already partying. However, this is basically a social commentary also that Coogler tries to interplay inside of his film about how cultures can tend to suck other cultures dry from their original source, such as the blues music, how it was intended, and how many subgenres and subcategories took the blues music and made it their own, which I think that it's something that Coogler does. And this is an interesting IP project. So Coogler already is known that he can direct a Marvel series. He can also take on the Rocky series and bring it to new light. He can also do an independent project like his Fruitvale Station, his directorial debut that was so well done too with Michael B. Jordan. And it's not only being with Michael B. Jordan, but just having the subgenres alone that he can do so well. I think that that's what makes Sinners one of my favorite films of the year, just for the overall filming of the film, the way that it was filmed. Go and see it in IMAX. It is really worth it, alongside the score from Ludwig Göransson and the other music that comes into play as well, too. So those are some of the best films of the year for me. Other highlights would be David Cronenberg's The Shrouds. If you haven't seen it, go and see that one. Another highlight for me would be Companion, probably. That one came out earlier inside the year. And yeah, so those are some of my favorite films of the year so far. So on to next week's episode. It is our last episode before our Fantasia hiatus summer break. And we are going to be doing a little As Heard at the Movies or on TV, another volume of that installment. Thank you all for tuning in, and have a good week at the movies. Bon cinema.
broadcasting to you live from the So-So Death Beach Party. This is Skid Rock. If you didn't come to the throwdown in the A-Town, I guess I see you round. But right now, I'm gonna get into the number one most requested record from the ghost town. Right now, it's called My Boo.
Boy, you should know that I've got you on my mind. Your secret admirer, I've been watching. My boo.